online.
On your smartphone.
From the KM Media Group.
This is KMFM.
And with the latest news for Kent at 1 o'clock, here's Lucy Hickmott.
Roads bosses in Kent say work's underway to repair hundreds of potholes following last week's freezing weather. They've been inspecting A and B roads across the county after drivers reported surface damage. Last year, more than £5 million was spent on repairs. Mid-Kent Highways manager Kirsty Williams says problems could be even worse if that hadn't been done.
I think that the ice before Christmas may well have been the worst contributing factor. Snow has given us a bit of water around, a little bit of freezing, but to be honest, the winter was already being pretty cruel to our road network.
Meantime, bottles of water are being handed out in parts of Kent again today as supplies remain cut off because of leaks and burst pipes in the thaw. Bosses at South East Water say they've dealt with more than 70 leaks across their network since Saturday, and a further 100 have been identified. Customers in Cholock and Mollesh are among those still affected. The Environment Minister's due to make a statement on the situation in the Commons this afternoon.
KMFM News.
The Foreign Secretary says no attempts to take a life in the UK will go unpunished after a spy and his daughter were found slumped on a bench. Sergei and Yulia Skripal were critically ill after being discovered unconscious in Salisbury on Sunday. Police are trying to work out what harmed them. Boris Johnson's told MPs counter-terrorist officers have been called in to investigate.
While it would be wrong to prejudge the investigation, I can reassure the House that should evidence emerge that implies state responsibility, then Her Majesty's government will respond appropriately and robustly.
The Russian government says it knows nothing about it. A man who tried to get a pensioner in his 90s to withdraw thousands of pounds from his bank account has been jailed for 4 years. 31-year-old Aaron Wiltshire from Page Crescent in Slade Green told his victim there was a problem with his water that would cost a lot to fix. The judge has praised staff at NatWest in Gravesend who realised what was happening and called police. Fast food outlets, supermarkets, restaurants and manufacturers are being told to cut calories in their products by 20% to help tackle childhood obesity. A watchdog says some young people are eating the equivalent of an extra meal a day.
This is KMFM.
We could soon be asked what we think about the number of new homes that need to be built in Medway. Bosses at the council were meeting later to talk about their draft local plan, a document that details development in the towns between now and 2035. If it's given the go-ahead by a cabinet, a consultation will take place to find out what residents think. Councillor Jane Chitty says delivering a government proposal of 37,000 homes won't be easy.
What it's dependent on is the infrastructure, not only road infrastructure, but also what affects people's lives. Doctors, shops, employment, all of the things that creates a community.
The boss of a Kent's pub and beer company has told KMFM the planning for the long term is helping them to survive in an increasingly competitive market. Shepherd Neame, who run more than 300 pubs, have reported a 6% increase in turnover to just over £84 million in the last 6 months of 2017. Jonathan Neame is chief exec of the Faversham-based firm.
We've introduced a whole range of new products recently, which are getting great traction. So that's one part of it. And the other part is that, you know, we're playing to our strengths, and a key strength is our grocery channel, so selling to the supermarkets.
And Bastille are going to be headlining a festival in Kent this summer. They've joined the lineup of Neverworld near Hever. Clean Bandit will also be taking to one of the 11 stages at the event in August.
Sport
with dinoplumbingkent.co.uk, your local plumbing and heating experts.
British cycling great Sir Bradley Wiggins claims he's the victim of a malicious attempt to smear his reputation. With more on that and the rest of the sport this lunchtime, here's Molly.
A report chaired by Folkestone and Hythe MP Damien Collins alleges that the country's most decorated Olympian and former employer's Team Sky used drugs within anti-doping rules to enhance performance, which they claim crossed an ethical line. Sir Bradley says he's 100% not a cheat and that anything taken was for medical reasons. Footballing in the Champions League tonight, Liverpool have a 5-0 lead over Porto heading into their last 16 second leg. Meantime, Paris Saint-Germain resume 3-1 down to Real Madrid. And in tennis, Serena Williams will make her long-awaited comeback to competitive singles this week following the birth of her daughter last summer. The 23-time Grand Slam champion has been confirmed for the WTA tournament at Indian Wells. She hasn't played a singles tie since winning the Australian Open in January 2017.
That's the latest. Next update's at 2.